Yo. Hello. It's Overslept. I'm Chris Laker, your host. It is 10:27 a.m. and I am waking up. There's construction going on outside. It's very, I don't know what the fuck. It's been going for like all week. Ripping the sound, but it's like loud as fuck. I don't think you can hear it on here, but it's been, but you know, that's life in the big city. They're going to do construction on your street sometime. And if you're going to be waking up at 10:30, they're going to fuck with you. You're going to fuck with your sleep. You know? It's just how it is. All right. Well, fuck. Tomorrow is going to be fucked because I got to, got like an 8 a.m. flight. Which means I have to leave here. What's that? Let's just say I leave here. 8 a.m. flight, right? So 6. Leave here at like 6. So I gotta get up an extra early to do this. Tomorrow might be one of those 10-minute episodes. I think everybody's behind anyway. Because the current, like, whatever the day's episode is always like, the lowest listen, I get the same amount of listens every day, but the lowest ones are always the current days. So people, I think, are a couple days behind. Anyway, so maybe like a 10-minute episode day would be good if you're behind and need to get caught up on this important show about me talking about the show and reading the news and talking to people. Anybody else want to talk to me, like, you know, email and we'll get you on chris@chrislaker.com or tweet at me at Chris Laker. And follow me on Twitter, for Christ's sake. If you're not following me on Twitter, yeah, what the fuck? Man, I got nothing right now. What the hell? I gotta go. After this, I gotta go pick up my friend is getting a colonoscopy because he's got Crohn's disease, you know. So he's got. Why did I say you know after that? You didn't know that. Why would you know he's got Crohn's disease? He, like, needs somebody to, I guess when you get a colonoscopy, you need somebody there to make sure you get home. It's like a, I needed that the other day when I got my teeth pulled. I didn't even know that going in, but they put you out. I guess they put you out. If they put you out, they need somebody. So he's, like, asked me to make sure that was the dude that was there. And, because he's like, you ain't gonna be fucking doing nothing. He was right. But that makes me feel, so today I feel like I got a good deed coming. That's a good, that's nice. To be, I really feel like a hero today. So, I mean, are you people doing that? No. You're fucking work, probably. Or not. Not Mortimer. He's getting sleep. Third shift. That's a bitch, man. Third shift. Did that shit for a little bit. I used to go to work at midnight. Knock off at 8. And then go home and go to bed. Sometimes I go out and do shit, then go to bed. It is a fucking... It's a... It fucks with your shit. But, you do... You are not working during... No. Yeah, working during the day kind of fucking feels like... You know, you're getting your life sucked out of you. Working at night feels like getting away with something. I don't know what it's like to work in a factory, though. It sounds like fun. It looks like, you know, it's like, but I don't know. Imagine there's how many jobs are really fun? Try and think of a job that would be really... I'll tell you, long-haul trucker. That always appealed to me. That's something I would do. That looks like fun. You're by yourself. That's number one important thing for a fun job. By yourself. No motherfuckers. No... general public dealing with you, well, you got on the road or whatever, but you know, they can't fuck with you. They're not like your customers or something. There's no, you're in your truck, you got your, I'd imagine you have a satellite radio. You can, you're up high, so you can, if you want to. If you want to jerk off while you're driving, you do that shit. That sounds pretty dangerous. But you pull over into the, you know, whatever. But you pull over when you want. You got to make your time, I guess. I'm just saying, whenever I truck stop, those truck drivers, they look happy. They look like they're pretty into the lifestyle. And they look well fed. I guess that it would be hard for me to not. I would be a lot. I've gotten pretty fat in my life. It'd be harder for me to get out of that. But still, it looks like fun. If anybody is a long haul trucker out there, I'd like to know. I never talked to somebody who's done it. I must have. In Narcotics Anonymous, I knew people that drove trucks, but I don't know if I knew any long-haul truckers. Because they're on the road. Well, let's look at the news. And a bunch of crazy shit going on yesterday. But let's not get into that. Rehab addict Nicole Curtis sued by city of Minneapolis. Oh, this sounds like a... What's this? Nicole Curtis is facing a lawsuit from the city of Minnesota over a home... she purchased from the government for just $2. I don't know. I thought rehab meant like she was going to rehab a bunch, but I guess she was I guess that's a show. This is on, I went to Apple News and this is a Fox News story, and they're just assuming that everybody is familiar with this HGTV show, and I am not. So, yeah, let's give a little background up front. And then South Korea. Ferry emerges from the water 3 years after sinking. Well, that's a fun surprise, I guess. Yeah. So everything else is Obama defends signature. Oh, Obama speaking up. Fuck. That's gonna get people mad. I'm pro Obamacare. I'll tell you that shit. Cause I gotta get the rest of my teeth fixed up. Well, that one tooth that got ripped out, I gotta get an implant put in. But even if they get rid of Obamacare, I get that done. You get a little time. No new reviews. Fuck, how are we doing on time? This is a bad show. Maybe I'll see if Ian's around. Just to mix it up. Let me give Ian a call. Still, let's see. Come on.
Hi, it's Ian. Please leave a message. Thanks so much.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Yo, man, I'm recording the show, and I called you because I had nothing. And this episode's going to stink now because you didn't pick up the phone. But that's not really your fault. All right, I'll talk to you later, man. I shouldn't have left him a voicemail. Well, now my fucking phone tells you what the voicemail says. That's the best. Should I call somebody else? Should I call Nick Maritano? Maybe. I don't know. I think I should text people ahead of time. I don't. All right. Let's. I'm gonna abandon the phone call. I'm still not. This is episode 46, I think. It's going to take at least 100 episodes for me to get good enough at this to carry an episode. This is episode 46 without it being like every time, you know what I mean? Like, well, I don't know, because what's that guy say, 10,000 hours? I gotta do 10,000 episodes before I get good at it. So that's a lot. No, not even. I gotta do more than that, because 10,000 hours, episode's 20 minutes, so that's 3 days. It's 3 episodes. 30,000 out. I can do the math on that. I got excited. Jacqueline yelled out from down. She's writing down. 30,000. I was like, I can't do the fucking math on three. I'm not like brilliant, but I can do that. That's real simple. So 30,000 hours. 30,000 shows I gotta do. I'll never do that many. Fuck. What am I doing anything for? Fuck that guy anyway. I don't know, but I never read his book. I just, when somebody quotes somebody as much as like they quote him, not right now, but like a couple of years ago, everybody would quote Malcolm Gladwell all the fucking time. Like, fuck Malcolm Gladwell, dude. But I think he's probably really smart. But that makes me not like him then. But he thinks he's smart. Fuck him. That's my natural. That's what I feel I got out of living on Staten Island. He thinks he's smart. Fuck him. Everybody likes that dude. Fuck that guy. It's not a good instinct. Should be like, oh, everybody likes that guy. What's he up to? What's he doing? Maybe it's interesting if everybody likes it. No. Fuck that guy. It's new and I don't know what it is. Fuck it. That's no way to go through life. Miss out on all sorts of shit. Finished This Is Us last night. I don't know if you guys or any of you people watched the show This Is Us. It's an NBC show. It's on Hulu. It is, there's a lot of emotion in it. I don't know how they're going to get a season two out of it, but I don't even know. I didn't like how it ended. I thought the last episode was... It's a flawed show, but it kind of sucks you in, and then you're not getting out. It's 16 minutes, 17 minutes we're at right now. So what the fuck do we do? Should I try a different? Let me try. I'm gonna go into CNN. That was Apple News. I'm gonna go into CNN. They broke that big Russia story last night, but maybe they got some ISIS claims London attack. Yeah, there was that London thing. London attack. But the guy's British. ISIS claims every fucking thing. Fuck them. They think they're so fucking cool. Fuck them. I'm sorry if anybody's got family in ISIS. Don't want to. Let's see. Video shows car speeding on Westminster. Oh. I don't like to watch videos of that shit. I don't watch that stuff. Terrorist videos. Beheading videos. That's not good for you. I won't watch a beheading. I've never watched a beheading video. And I will, and I won't. Coax to withhold millions for health care, yes vote. What the fuck, dude? Why are those motherfuckers so against shit? Don't worry about it. Why don't you, don't worry about other people's fucking, I'm sorry. I need to get my teeth fixed, Koch brothers. Why you got to be such fucking dicks? Fucking with my shit. Woman uses whatever she can to get rescued from Arizona wilderness. Oh, I bet she had to drink her own pee. Wilderness, maybe some water. The handwritten note, please. I don't know. Some lady got. I hope she got out of that okay. I'm not gonna read that story. The fuck. Meet the king of fake cash. A counterfeiter. That sounds like. Who's. Most money, I don't know. They don't have, I like it when they have a little summary at the top, so I gotta read the whole fucking thing, you know? New York stabbing suspect target. Oh, yeah, that was fucked up. Some dude just was like, well, he came from Baltimore. to New York to kill black people. It's like, I think he just wanted to come to, I guess he wanted to kill black people and see New York. Because, like, you don't have to come all the way to New York. You know, but he felt like he wanted to make, you know, maybe he wanted to get more news coverage or something. That's what you get at. That guy's dick. I say, listen, fuck ISIS and fuck racism. I'm against both those things. Malcolm Gladwell, I'll check him out. I'm not saying fuck Malcolm Gladwell, because I don't know. But he said, but Malcolm Gladwell said, I got to do 30,000 of these shows. I'm going to respectfully disagree, because that ain't going to happen. I'm going to say, I got to do 100 shows, and I'll be awesome at it. So we're going to test his theory. Because I'm almost halfway there. And this episode's done now. So this is 46. Yeah. So 4 more days I'll be halfway there. And tomorrow I'm only going to probably do 10 minutes. So that would cut into the hours thing. But I'm not doing hours. I'm just saying 100 shows. That's, and then if it works out, I'll write my own book. Called, you know, what's it? His is Outliers. So I'll be Inliers. Do something 100 times for 20 minutes, and you're the best. And then I got to write a bunch of other shit. So, all right. I'll talk to you tomorrow really fucking early. I'll be very tired and very incoherent. So if you enjoyed both those things, be sure to listen tomorrow. All right, that's it. We love you.